Ray was expecting a call from a guy trying to sell him some firewood. When an unknown number popped up on his cell phone, he thought he'd just call back later, as he was busy at the time. Turns out someone else was calling. It was the White House. The story is part of our Best of 2022 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed, from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In February of 2017, Ray Starling was appointed by President Trump to serve as the Special Assistant to the President of the United States for Agriculture, Ag Trade, and Food Assistance on his National Economic Council. That position is the Chief Ag Policy Liaison in the executive branch. He remembers his first meeting in the Oval Office with the President.
The first meeting was about laying out for the President what does he need to know about the ag community.
Not too far into that first meeting, something a bit startling took place.
About halfway through my chat with the president, he pushes the red button, and I thought I could possibly fall through a trap door in the floor. You know, I mean, I knew that wasn't quite right, but still, I was like, what did he just do? Did he essentially signal to somebody, get these guys out of here?
Of course, the red button was a signal for something else.
And no, an aide came in with a glass with a presidential seal and an open Diet Coke, and he poured it over the ice and gave the president a Diet Coke. When I got home that night, the main thing I told my wife was, we need one of those buttons, you know, that's pretty cool.
Ray's position, like many at the White House, is quite demanding, not only in knowledge and expertise, but in the sheer hours one spends at the job. That said, the opportunity was one not lost on him.
Awesome experience, wouldn't take anything for it. Washington, D.C. is an incredibly difficult place to live, very expensive, but pretty cool to drive in through iron gates at the White House and park and walk in and get a chance to go talk to the president from time to time.
Later, during the president's term, Ray went to work as chief of staff for the Secretary of Agriculture. Today, he is back in his home state of North Carolina with the State Chamber of Commerce. You can hear our full interview with interesting stories and reflections on where agriculture is headed by listening to our Farming the Countryside show. Just go to farmingthecountryside.com and look for show 178. Traveling the Countryside in Raleigh, North Carolina, I'm Andrew McCray.